And on that note, Peter, we've been looking at a story recently. We've had some headlines about computers at Facebook possibly developing a new language so they could chat to each other without humans understanding what they were saying. Tell us a bit more about this story.
So that's pretty much sums it up. They were training these AIs to negotiate with each other, and what they were trying to do was to model the ways humans negotiate with each other. And so they were playing them lots and lots and lots of human interactions and trying to get them to learn the ways that humans decide on what they're going to say. And what happened was that then they set them free and got them to negotiate with each other, and they ended up taking the human language and developing their own language on top of that, apparently, according to the stories. But really, they tried to, it was a very sort of simplistic thing, which has been seen many times before in computer science research, where you get two competing artificial intelligences that are negotiating with each other, that they do develop these ways of simple interaction. But it really wasn't anything very scary. I mean, I can read out some of their...
Can you understand it?
Well, I think it was... I'll just read you out one snippet of conversation. So Bob says to Alice, "I can, I everything else." And Alice says, "Balls have zero to me, too." Right? So that was one of their exchanges. And actually, what was happening is that they were actually transmitting numbers with little English phrases. So the to me.
So those are
was
numbers.
Actually, so that was them working out... just a sort of almost random way of taking the words that...
So it isn't just gibberish, there is meaning in
there. No, there is meaning. They have evolved a way of taking words or just happening to use those words as a way of communicating relatively simple things to each other.
Were they also trying to work out the relative value of what they were negotiating for?
Yes, I think so. So they were actually in a competitive situation.
Because obviously a lot of human negotiation is about... mostly misdirecting people if you're trying to get the better part of a negotiation.
Yeah,
you're trying to sell your car, you always want to get the best price.
Do you think we could get them involved in the Brexit negotiations? Would that work?
With language like that, maybe.
But it seems it'd make more progress, wouldn't it? Well, thank you very much for bringing us up to speed on it. Elon Musk, I think, went on the record. He's the guy who set up PayPal and other ventures, isn't he? And he said, I think Mark Zuckerberg, Chief Executive Officer of Facebook's understanding of AI is... inverted commas, limited.
Yeah, I think this was something slightly different in that actually Elon Musk had really been coming out and saying, and as he has for a while, really highlighting some of the very real significant dangers of this technology and really calling for regulation. And this is, I guess, where the serious point comes, was that I think to some extent maybe Mark Zuckerberg was pushing back against that. It's this debate about the level at which you're regulating these technologies, given that they can be potentially so powerful in the future. And I think that was the more interesting debate.
We'll return to this subject later, because I know we're going to be exploring whether or not there is a risk that things like artificial intelligences created originally by humans could end up overwhelming humans and taking over the world. We'll discuss that later.